The rationale behind this study was we were interested to see whether we could use flow cytometry to look for low levels of residual disease in patients who were not receiving autologous stem cell transplant. We have known from our own and the work of others that MRD is a very powerful predictor of outcome in transplant-eligible patients, but the data in transplant-ineligible patients is much more limited. In this study, we chose to use multi-parameter flow cytometry to look for minimal residual disease in a subset of patients treated in the non-intensive pathway of myeloma 11 in the UK. We looked at 300 patients and we evaluated minimal residual disease in their bone marrows at the end of induction and prior to maintenance randomization. The main results are approximately 15% of patients achieve MRD negativity with either a thalidomide or lenalidomide-based induction regimen. There are no real significant differences between either the thalidomide or the lenalidomide-based treatment. However, MRD negativity has a significant impact on progression-free survival. Achieving an MRD negative remission almost doubles your progression-free interval, and the hazard ratio for that difference is very significant at 0.44. The impact of these results is that I think we can now apply these technologies to transplant ineligible patients. I think this now becomes a meaningful endpoint for this patient group, and it does allow us to use this as a primary endpoint in clinical studies, and I think it will also benefit patients in their routine management.